At 6:06, it is fair and 80 degrees in Tulsa, expecting a high today of 94. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa police are still looking for a suspect in connection with Saturday afternoon's fatal double shooting at the I-44 and Hudson Best Buy. One man was shot in the parking lot. He was the intended target, while the other man was hit by a stray bullet. He was inside the store. Homicide Detective Dave Walker says there must be a connection between the murderer and the victim outside the store.
Nearly wouldn't see, for no reason, somebody walk up to somebody going into a business and shoot them.
The victim outside the store is 34-year-old Scott Norman, who has a criminal past. The victim hit inside the store is 58-year-old Graydon Wesley Brown, who was described by family members as a loving father. He was shopping with his 10-year-old daughter when he was struck by the bullet. The clock is winding down. If a tax proposal is going on the ballot this fall for airport infrastructure improvements, leaders are going to have to make a decision quickly. Mayor Bartlett says the changes are needed.
Whether it's American Airlines, Spirit AeroSystems, Navistar, or anybody else that we are able to attract, we have to have top-of-line, well-maintained facilities.
And he says in many cases, modern aircraft are bigger than Tulsa's hangars. The city and the county have been discussing how best to pay for the improvements. Tulsa's new trash carts are being delivered starting today. It is the second step in Tulsa's trash transition to a new hauling service. Everywhere you turn, there are orange barrels and traffic cones in Tulsa. It's a big headache if you're trying to get from one side of town to the other. It's even a bigger headache if you're a bus driver. Tulsa Transit General Manager Bill Cartwright says often they're not aware of the new detours.
It can be pretty challenging because those intersections can change not just daily, but they can change hourly.
He says sometimes the route will be normal in the morning, but will be changed by the afternoon commute. Tonight's Tulsa School Board meeting will be the first for new District 2 board member Wilbert Collins. The former Tulsa County Commissioner was named to fill the unexpired term of Omagene Copeland. With at least two cases of West Nile now confirmed in Oklahoma, one of them here in Tulsa County, the Tulsa Health Department is stepping up its mosquito eradication program.
We do have a mosquito control program here in Tulsa, and we spray, do mosquito spraying around the areas of Tulsa County. We have been very active doing that over the last few weeks.
That is the Health Department's Melanie Christian. You can call the Health Department and ask for your area to be sprayed. We do have that number for you on the web version of this story at publicradiotulsa.org. The heat and the drought are taking a toll on Oklahoma's corn crop this year. You may have noticed at the supermarket, corn prices are skyrocketing. Noble County farmer Steve Keinholz knows why.
The corn come out and tasseled early. Then we got the hot weather.
He says his corn crop now is in shambles. He says he's going to be lucky to get a yield of 30 bushels per acre. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today. We will have a high this afternoon of 95. Tonight, partly clear, down to 74 for a low. Tomorrow, a slow warm-up begins. We will have a high of 97. On Wednesday, sunshine, a high of 99. Thursday, back to 100. And on Friday, blazing sunshine, and all the way to 101. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear, showing us no precipitation. Right now, at 610 in Tulsa, it is mostly clear. We're at 80 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.